You're listening to Morning Ireland at 15 minutes past 8. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joined us now to tell us about this fatal crash on the M7 motorway near Kildare last night. The Garda Ombudsman Commission is investigating. Paul, what happened?
This happened at around 8:45 last night, Cathal, on the M7, which is the main Dublin-Cork, Dublin-Limerick road, just past Junction 13, which is the Kildare exit, travelling northbound towards Dublin. The Gardaí first got a call when a car which was travelling back towards Dublin with five males in it had broke through the toll bridge without paying just before Port Leash, just south of Port Leash from Dublin. Now, this car had five males in it, teens and in their early 20s, and one of the occupants of the car was a 13-year-old boy. Now, a number of Garda cars picked up on that car. They followed that car. I think there could have been up to three Garda cars involved, two of them unmarked and one patrol car, and they were following the car, trying to stop the car. The sirens were going. They were trying to alert the car to pull over. Now, the five in the car must have been aware that the Garda wanted them to stop because of the blue lights and because of the sirens and all that. But they kept driving at speed towards Dublin. Now, at the Kildare junction, there was a woman in her car, in her car, a Citroen car, on her own. Now, she came from the Kildare junction, from Kildare, drove down onto the motorway. She went into one of the lanes, and the car with the gang in it hit her from the side in a high-speed collision, killing the woman. She was 34 years of age, she was from Kildare, and she was pronounced dead at the scene.
Do you know, Paul, was there any Garda car stationary at that point, or was it just purely a chase that was ongoing and that ended so tragically?
No, GSOC tell us this morning they're still trying to establish the details of what exactly happened. I know there have been a number of reports that the Garda were trying to box this car in and stop this car that way. GSOC were unable to give us any details in relation to that. But the Garda did receive reports of a number of burglaries in County Tipperary. And they are investigating if the five people, including the 13-year-old boy in that car, are linked to those burglaries. Now, they suspect that the five were acting as a travelling criminal gang. Now, the five, including the boy, are in hospital this morning. There's two hospitals, Naas and Talla. Their injuries are serious, but not thought to be life threatening at this stage. But obviously, that's being monitored. Two Gardaí, so in total seven people, were taken to hospital. But in relation to the Gardaí, they were treated for minor injuries and shock and released overnight.
So, from what you're saying, all or most of the injured are these young males from this car that the Garda were chasing, right?
Yeah, the five of them were in one car. They were all taken to hospital, and they all remain in hospital. So they're the people with the more severe injuries, and they're still in hospital this morning. And because the Garda were involved in pursuing this group of people, the five people, the investigation was referred to GSOC, the independent investigators. Now, GSOC issued a statement in the early hours this morning, just saying basically that a team of their investigators were deployed to the scene following referral from the Garda. They're calling it a serious road traffic incident on the M7. They're saying that road closures are expected to be in place for several hours. Now, we know that the road between Kildare, the junction at Kildare, and Newbridge, junctions 13 and 12, remain closed this morning as this investigation continues. And they've issued a general appeal for witnesses or anyone with information to contact them on 1890 600 800.
Well, it sounds like a very, very sad case in many ways, because this woman really just turned out to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's true. I mean, she, a 34-year-old woman from Kildare, in her car, just simply drove onto the motorway and was hit at high speed by this car with the five young people in it, teenagers, one of them 13 years of age, and some of them in their early 20s.
Paul, thank you very much.